And welcome.
Welcome into Gravel Talk, ladies and gents. Thank you for joining us.
Well, this week in the Spotlight and Squared Circle, we are sitting down with
Greg Gagne, the son of Vern Gagne.
We're sitting down with Larry the Axe Henning.
We're sitting down in the Spotlight and Squared Circle with Ryan Allen, Darren Corbin,
Zach Gowen.
We're sitting down with Dick Justice.
You're listening to Gravel Talk, keeping you up to date on the Midwestern independent wrestling.
And we are live! Woo!
Welcome into Gravel Talk. Ladies and gents, my name is Nick Ragnar, joined by AC Raleigh, Jesse Von Ruden.
Hey, how's it going?
Guys, pretty big show today. We are sitting down with TW3 Thomas Walton III. We are going to talk wrestling with him. We haven't had the chance somehow. Haven't talked to him one time over the past all episodes.
Any episode.
I mean,
that's accurate.
It's a new year, you know? So we got to start doing stuff that we never really wanted to do.
Definitely going to be excited to talk to
him. I'm not saying that we never wanted to talk to him.
It's the we're getting an opportunity to talk to people that we haven't had the chance to talk to yet. Right, Jesse?
Yeah, exactly. Like next week, we're actually going to talk to Rey Mysterio Jr.
Mm. Are we really? Did you set this one up?
No.
Hey, guys. Ray here. I'm going to be on the show next week.
Hey, how's it going, Ray?
I'm at the Lucha Underground Temple.
Saw your match with Sin Cara, Mystico, or whatever.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
He didn't botch anything. Maybe.
Wow.
Fight for Eddie, man. Anyways, going to be a great show today. We already did our interview with TW3, and we can say that if you are listening, keep listening, because we do have some news about a promoter in our area. I'll say that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's already getting some attention, because it's like, I don't like where this is going.
It's great. It's good news, though. It's not like it's bad news.
It's kind of breaking news.
It's breaking news, and it's... Yeah. Nice! There you go. There's your hint. It's breaking.
Breaking news.
Yeah, that's funny.
It only took 2 seconds for you to catch that, right?
Everybody that's listening is like,
that's okay.
They're just going to fast forward.
There's like, fast forward. Where is this? Oh, I skipped it.
They're like, that's what the news was? Well, that's, I mean, it's kind of big news, whatever. So, why don't we move on to upcoming shows?
Do we all have Saturday shows here?
Yeah.
Wow, so should we just like odds, evens, or should we do like clockwork?
Odds, evens.
Well, I mean, there's three of us, right?
Paper, scissors, shoot.
We could. One, two, three.
So that means you win, so you get the first decision if you want to go first.
No. You guys have to batter out.
All right, so then you're last.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors. What the fuck, dude?
What are we doing?
Go on, shoot.
All right.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Fuck.
Oh, wow. For a second there, I was wondering if you guys are actually mental twins. Shooting the same thing. All right, so I guess you're up first, Nick.
Alrighty, so coming up on Saturday, Revolution Wrestling Alliance will be having their show featuring Demolition, Axe, and Smash. It is on Saturday at the Wazika American Legion, 700 State Street in Wazika, Minnesota. The card is looking mighty fine. RWA Heavyweight Championship on the line as the champ Maru takes on Damon Knight. RWA United States Champion will also be crowned as Greg Hertz goes up against Chief Attakula Kula. Up against the Morbid Angel in triple threat action. The MEW Extreme Championships, a little cross-promotion work going on, will be on the line. Champion Snake Eyes will be up against the challenger, Brutus Owen Wesker. Show starts at 7:30 this upcoming Saturday. General admission ticks, $16 for Revolution Wrestling Alliance. Is show featuring Demolition, Axe, and Smash. Don't know exactly what they'll be doing at the show yet, but I guess you're going to have to go to find out.
Probably beating up people.
Most likely.
This Saturday, also, Friar Pro Wrestling at the Christian Impact Church, 7071 Broadway in Maryville, Indiana. The heavyweight title's on the line as Mike Horning takes on Abyss. The Freebirds take on Jeremy Hadley and Dave Allen. Johnny Motley takes on Tony Ricken. And the show starts at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults. Kids 12 and under are free. They don't have to pay a dime.
Wow, it's cool. Pro Wrestling returns in 2016. All right, UPW Saturday at the UPW Arena, 1000 Delta Avenue in Gladstone, Michigan. You're going to be seeing the main event as the UPW American Championship will be on the line in a match where ladders are legal.
Whoa.
As Brian Skyline, the champion, will be defending against Joey the Jet Avalon.
Hey.
Ladies match as Dominic Fabiano will be taking on Stacy Shadows. Dominique might get killed in that one. Yeah, you might want to see it. Who knows? I don't know if that's one of the things you actually want to see. All right. Supreme Brett Powers be taking on Slick Rick. Brock Hall will be taking on Peter B. Beautiful. The show starts at 7 p.m., and tickets are $15 for general admission. Show up. Have fun. Saturday Night Wrestling.
Nice. Is that commercial voice?
No, I mean, that's a terrible commercial voice. Saturday Night Wrestling. How's it going?
Make sure that you do your best. Go out. Saturday Night Wrestling.
You want to buy my cars? Buy cars for me.
You buy cars?
Oh, buy
cars. Buy Goff and Roadie. Law.
That's a local commercial.
Yeah. But anyhow, Saturday, we're going to be in Chicago, guys, for NXT.
Yeah, that's right. We are going to be there. It's going to be very exciting. 1 p.m. show. So if you are also making the trip because maybe like us, you didn't have the option of exactly choosing which venue you wanted to go to just because they sold out so quickly, shoot us a line. We'll say hi.
We'll also be at BCW on Friday.
Exactly.
Milwaukee.
That's a big show, too.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely going to be a huge show. Lots of wrestling this weekend, which is a perfect reminder that what we say on the show necessarily isn't all the wrestling that's happening this weekend. There's a lot going on. You can always hit up our Facebook page, facebook.com/thegrappletalk. Otherwise, our Twitter, @thegrappletalk. Otherwise, you can also still check out our website, I believe, right? Do we still have one?
I think so.
We have a website?
Thegrappletalkpodcast.weebly.com.
Why is this not my homepage?
I don't know.
That's a good question. What is your homepage?
I don't know. Google.
Why isn't Grapple Talk my homepage?
That's a good question.
Grapple Talk, your homepage?
Do you still update it, or does it just kind of sit there now?
My homepage is the new tab page, so when you open up Chrome, it's just like...
Wow, you got really real about that.
Dude, tab page, really?
New
tab
page.
Tab page. No.
Do you still update the website, or is it kind of just automatic?
What's on the website?
I don't know. I think he has, bios on there, but we never filled them out.
Yeah, we still got to do that.
Oh, what? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did we ever get paperwork on bios?
Maybe we should start writing articles, guys.
Yeah,
maybe.
Like a blog?
Could be. Or you guys can start writing it, and I'll just not do anything.
I'll
put up my favorite recipes of the week. We'll do a little cooking thing that I can do then.
Nick Wagner with Get Cooking.
This week's recipe is Supreme Brett Nachos.
Wow. You know, you actually got me hooked now, man. You talk about nachos.
Yeah, see, it's that easy.
Wow, holy crap.
You got to make all these cooking recipes, and then as a result, you're going to see in the Midwest just every name for recipes is going to be somebody's gimmick.
So it's kind of like JR's cookbook?
Sort of. Is that what it was like?
Basically, it was Stone Cold Nachos or something.
Was
like
it really?
That. Or ribs.
You got nachos off on the brain now, it sounds like.
Yeah.
You just can't get them out of there.
I really do want nachos.
That sounds good. Like a big just pile of nachos with a bunch of stuff on them.
It's like cheese and guac. And
Nice. I like the olives and the tomatoes and the onions. I like all that stuff on there.
Yeah.
Throw that salsa on there maybe. Double layer it, please. Jalapenos are a must.
Yeah.
Man, that sounds really good
now. It is some tasty, tasty
cold
stuff.
Sandwich waiting for me at home.
Oh, man. You're lucky. You're lucky you got a cold sandwich waiting at home.
Why? Yeah. You can go get nachos. I have something to eat at home.
I don't know, man. I'd rather have a cold sandwich.
All right. Well, let's just move on. So, big news in Wisconsin this week especially.
Yeah.
But, kind of big news, I guess, last month until it kind of came up in the news this week.
Mm-hmm.
The sportsmanship award. Well, I don't even know.
The WIAA actually basically sent out a memo to all the schools with defining sportsmanship and some of the cheers and chants they actually have on this rather impressive list have been considered, quote-unquote, deemed inappropriate.
Yeah.
And they're chants that we actually see at a lot of wrestling shows and a lot of
There's
high school
There's a
lot
of them we see at a lot of wrestling
shows. Yeah, you can't boo. Apparently.
You can't boo at Wisconsin events. Are we going to get banned? Are we going to get in trouble for this?
If we do, we do. Yeah, I mean, you can't chant
Are
over...
any of us part of the WIAA?
What? The WIAAAAAA? I don't think that's a real organization.
I don't know. All right, so can't chant overrated, scoreboard, airball, nuts and bolts.
Haven't heard that one before.
You. You can't do that. Let's see. Na 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 na. Hey. Goodbye.
You hear that anytime anybody threatens about retiring in pro wrestling?
Exactly.
This one right here.
USA, USA, USA.
You hear that in a wrestling match, even if both guys are billed from the United States.
Yeah.
Just one of them happens to look more foreign. They're like USA. It's like I'm from Cleveland. What are you talking about?
I think some of these later ones.
I love this one. Any chant or comment that is disrespectful to an opponent or official, including school mascot, school nickname, school population, opponent's town or community, that is derogatory to any individual because of race, gender, creed, body type, or ability. I'm sorry, we told a lot of refs this past weekend they eat shit.
Yep.
Yeah,
so that one's pretty good. Holding up papers or props during opponent introduction so you can't hold up signs.
Yep.
Let's see, what else we got? Turning backs on court or field during opponent introduction.
So the front row mafia can't go into sports games.
Exactly. Dressing in attire that is not associated with school spirit or is inappropriate, so you can't dress as a hooker. I mean, what are you going to do? waving arms or making movements or sudden noises in an attempt to distract an opponent.
So you can't do, like, thumbs down and all that stuff. And
yeah, or you can't turn around and go, two!
Two!
Because that actually might distract as well. Fan participation activities while the game is actually being played. That's including the roller coaster, the wave, probably dueling chants backward, you know, back and forth, back and forth. Competitors, they have to shake hands after a contest. You know, that's big in ROH, you know, in both places. Trash talking before, during, and after a contest.
That's pro wrestling.
That's pro wrestling. Competitors celebrating a play excessively by being on chest, pointing to the crowd, dancing, or any voluntary, unnecessary movement perceived to be drawing attention to oneself.
That's now, that is crazy to think about if you even look at athletics, because
dude,
how are you not – I mean, athletics are emotional. If you want to talk about not even just pro wrestling, but – I know this is a pro wrestling podcast, so we should be talking about pro wrestling, but we can just talk about, you know, that. I didn't even know that was on there. That kind
of – that's crazy. I mean, that's like making a layup, turning around and going, yeah, that's right.
Fine. You're suspended for 3 games.
All right. What else we have here? Criticizing and diminishing the efforts or abilities of an opponent or an official in the media before or during a contest. Well, you can't cut promos now. Criticizing teammates or coaches. Not standing to attention during a national anthem or excessively talking, chanting, yelling, or moving during the playing and singing the anthem, but you can't chant USA, USA. Makes a lot of sense. Throwing any object by fans or competitors, throwing slash hitting equipment, pucks, balls, bats, helmets, etc.
So if you were there for when NWO first formed, you would be in jail.
Well, I mean, when we were at First Ave for WrestlePalooza, they did get on the mic and warn people not to throw beers into the
ring.
Did
that happen?
And they kept on throwing stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, the ring announcer actually called out one of the fans because a Cheeto came into the ring. And he's like, you, sir, you see this? This is your penis.
Is that what he said?
Tiny little orange Cheeto.
Wow.
Yes. Okay, what else? Body passing.
I don't even know what that is.
That's like crowd surfing.
Oh.
So you can't crowd surf, you know.
Why didn't they just call it crowd surfing then?
Because apparently they're not hip enough to know what it is.
Yeah.
Damaging any property, bleachers, hotel rooms, locker rooms, etc. Which is always kind of funny because they always leave so much trash behind.
Yeah.
All right. Attending an event inebriated or under the influence of mood-altering substances.
I'm pretty sure that's every single wrestling fan.
Well, we can't go to WrestlePalooza's out.
Yeah, or you can't be bare-chested or wear body paint for indoor events.
So the wrestling's out the door, unless you're Kevin Owens.
Which makes no sense, because, like, if you want to be bare-chested, it makes more sense to be indoors than outdoors, right?
Safer.
Especially in Wisconsin, and especially in January.
So, guys, defining sportsmanship when it comes to high school athletics, if we had to define sportsmanship and make it the most asinine list of things you can and cannot do at wrestling shows based on this, where would we start? What would be the first thing that we ban from fun when it comes to going to wrestling shows?
I'll be honest. I'm just going to start it off. I think I would just copy and paste that list and just put that for pro wrestling, because that's pretty much it.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah, all that stuff. It's almost like WIA mistakenly was like, okay, we have to go to a wrestling match tonight, and they went to a pro wrestling event instead of an amateur wrestling event on accident.
Yeah.
We're like, this is terrible. We need to mark all this stuff down because this is the wrong way to show sportsmanship.
I mean, we already kind of talked about it. Like, every time we listed off a rule, we made a comment in reference to pro wrestling, and a lot of that stuff. I mean, you know, even the general banning of sportsmanship rules or whatever. You know, we can group that into anything. Like, oh, no excessive celebration. Oh, you can't do the crotch top or anything like that. And you can't do any DX stuff. You can't. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there. Like, there's very few things in there for just, you know, high school sports that would be like, oh, that's just high school sports. That's not pro wrestling. Meanwhile, the rest of that is pretty much, a lot of the stuff can be translated into a pro wrestling show.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at it, I mean, it's literally everything can be translated, and that all comes with just being a crowd in general. And when you get together with a bunch of people and you're at an event and you're excited and you're excited to see what's going to happen on the field of play or in the middle of a squared circle, all this stuff comes up. It's just now a matter of fact that, you know, now in high schools, you're not going to be seeing that. So the only place you're going to be able to see things like crowd chants and fun stuff like that is at professional events, maybe bigger college events, and pro wrestling.
Yeah.
So if you're living in the area, you know, maybe in the middle of, you know, I don't know, where's a good spot that, you know, I want to say La Crosse, most likely, because nobody attends UWO games anyways. If you're living in,
it's true.
If you're living in La Crosse and you can't go to high school athletics to get your fix as far as being a part of a crowd, and obviously you can't at UWO La Crosse games because there just isn't a crowd.
Yeah,
go to pro wrestling because, you said on your Facebook, Jesse, you can stand up and say whatever you want. You can be a crowd in yourself. I mean, you don't even have to be around a big bunch of people to.
I think the best part I will say about the pro wrestling crowd is that, like, especially at WrestlePalooza on Friday, you know, you had Rob Justice come out, and then Brian Brown was just like, "Eat shit, Rob Justice, you fucker!" And then the woman in front of him was like, "Hey, that's my husband." He's like, "Oh, sorry."
He's a piece of shit. You know, it's pretty good stuff. But I don't know if I was a promoter in the state, what I would do right now is. Yeah, hear me out. If this is a $1 million idea, I really do. If they're looking to actually capitalize on the WIA's mistake, you offer a discount to any high school student who shows up with an ID to be in the crowd. That's what you do. That's what you do. If you want these kids to actually have a lot of fun and can chant whatever they want, do it. I mean, this is a perfect opportunity as a promoter to really make sure these kids have fun.
That's true, I guess. That's a good point. Well, speaking about having fun, there's somebody that likes having a lot of fun. His name is Thomas Walton III. I think so. Every time we talk to that guy, he seems like
a good time.
Yeah. Every time we see that guy, it seems like he's always having a good time. Even if it's before a show and nothing's going on, he just seems excited to be where he is. And we'll be talking to him in a couple minutes about his really surprisingly extremely long wrestling career. I mean, the guy's been around for almost 10 years.
I know. It's kind of crazy. You know, time flies, man.
It definitely does. That's coming up next on Gravel Talk. We're heading to break. We'll be right back.
This is the monster of the Midwest, Sadus. There's a couple of things I really, really like. I like to hurt people, and I like Gravel Talk. So I'm going to keep listening.
Right. Kush God, bitch. For Lauren. Doughboys and Ralph Lauren. Perfection is key, arrogant smirk, kill him effortlessly. Run through your stable, I'm ready and able to foreign object tuck the ref couldn't see. Not a squad, a lock, a last with the gods. Every move that's made, we leave him in awe. Hold of applause, I'm heenin' scheming, I'm the genius with bars. Perfect combo, no denying the aura. You could turn your head, but you can't ignore it. Stating the facts, this OG is killer, that Larry's an axe. Pick any sport and I pick him apart. Pick any hustle, I flip and evolve. Whatever's the purpose. Now homie, that's perfect. Now homie, that's perfect.
Now homie, that's perfect.
Nobody's beating me. I have no flaws. I have no blemishes. But if you really stop and think about it, what would you expect from Mr. Perfect?
Yeah, they'll never compete. I'm willing and ready, whatever to be. Shout out to Kurt Henning, I'm lexicon legend. Perform perfect flex with greatest of ease. Overselling, still I hold my division. Throw a towel on my shoulder and kill it. They not no contenders. The gun at you, nigga. Yeah, I'm cocky for really. My cousin in prison, I pray for his vision. Now wait, came out the city, but stay with the cell. Party dangerous, really. Ain't trying to be famous for really. I'm just trying to give your lady the feeling. I'm just trying to give my baby a crib. I'm just trying to make my stable a million. Yeah, Dizzle Falon, Tally and Arn, pushing the horses, fuck it. Don't play with them cars, one black, one white, like Gable and Jordan, boy. Don't play with the squad, you come off the ropes and then Dizzle hip tossing. I ain't talking about no flip to the mat, I'm talking bullets, missile kicking my back. Shout out Phillip Brooks, she with G in my butt, light one for CM, AJ in the back, now smoke. Perfect. Light one for CM, AJ in the back, now smoke.
Take a minute out and think for yourself. What it would be like to go through life absolutely perfect, with no flaws, no blemishes. Every single thing you do is absolutely perfect.
This is Jordy Lee on Talk is Jericho. You're listening to Gravel Talk.
What's up, guys? It's one of three of your favorite wrestling podcast hosts, AC Riley from Gravel Talk here. Are you a listener or even a host of another podcast and you just don't know how to get the word out about the podcast? Send us a promo advertising what your show is about to grappletalkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you're not a podcast host, but maybe something independent wrestling that you're looking to get the word on about, shoot us an email with your promo as well. We don't discriminate. Let's face it, it's tough for the small guys to get the word out. So what better way than to band together with fellow small guys, aka advertising on a podcast? It's that easy to do. Just send a promo to grappletalkpodcast@gmail.com and we'll make sure people know about you, your podcast, or maybe something else related to independent wrestling. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. And as always, support independent wrestling.
Hello, wrestling fans. Colt Cabana coming to you live from the 1 Hour Tease Arena in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. The pro wrestling action has been great so far. As you can see, Joey really dominating the ring so far. There's a beautiful belly-to-back suplex. And uh-oh. Looks like Joey's shirt has been ripped.
What's up with that? You ripped my shirt.
Let's go check an instant replay, see exactly what happened. There you can see Joey's shirt ripped from the collar, and that's not good when you're trying to wear your pro wrestling t-shirt.
Man, you ripped my shirt. It's my only shirt. Joey.
Hey, looks like Ryan from 1 Hour Tease just threw Joey Ryan a brand new t-shirt.
Thanks, Pro Wrestling Tease.
ProWrestlingTees.com, over 3,000 wrestling t-shirts designed and sold by pro wrestlers. Wrestlers such as Steve Austin, CM Punk, Macho Man, Mick Foley, DDP, Andre the Giant, Jake the Snake, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Scott Hall, Ted DiBiase, Colt Cabana, Joey Ryan, Cliff Compton, and the entire Bullet Club. All stores owned by pro wrestlers. Support pro wrestling today and visit ProWrestlingTees.com.
Hey, Grapple Talk listeners, this is Chris from Spot Monkey Media. Are you a professional wrestler, a promoter, a business owner? Spot Monkey Media is graphic design for the wrestling professional. We offer design services for t-shirts, event posters, 8x10s, logos, and even ring gear. But if you're not in the wrestling business, we work outside the ropes. Go to spotmonkeymedia.com for more information. Spot Monkey Media, create your legacy.
You're listening to Grapple Talk,
the hottest property in this industry today.
Keeping you up to date on Midwestern independent wrestling.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
It's Spotlight in the Squared Circle.
Well, this week in the Spotlight and Squared Circle, we are sitting down with Thomas Walton III, or TW3 for short. Tommy, thank you for joining us this week on Grapple Talk.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
So first things first, Tommy, to get started, as we usually do with new interviewees, tell us where it all began for you with pro wrestling. How did you decide that this is something that you wanted to get into?
Well, pro wrestling for me, it was something that I always wanted to do as a little kid. I used to beat up all my stuffed animals and all my toys and things like that when I was younger in the basement. My mom would be telling me to knock it off with all the noise. I met some guys in Wisconsin a while back, and they were all wrestlers, so to speak, Cornstash and some other guys, Nathan Gus, those guys. And we were doing our own sort of kind of wrestling. But I actually ran into Dylan Postle. You guys know him as Hornswoggle. Or other people know him as Short Stack. I used to dance at a nightclub a lot, and he was a dancer too. He was a break dancer, and I always thought it was kind of interesting to see a break dancing midget.
And, is this a real story?
Yeah, this is a true story now. And one day he actually told me that he was a wrestler, and I kind of took it as a joke, but lo and behold, he really was a wrestler. And I was kind of doing my own little wrestling thing elsewhere at the time. And one day, Corey Burns and Seth Gambino came to one of our shows, and they told me and said, "Hey, Dylan said it's time. You got to get trained and do this for real." So that's where it started for me. ACW in the end of 2006, early 2007, that's where it all started for me. And it was all thanks to Dylan, Corey Burns, and Seth Gambino. Yeah.
Who won the dance off?
Dylan was, his great dancing, he was a different type of dancer. I was a pop and locker, right. Crumper, things like that, and he break danced. So, I mean, if we ever battled, it was kind of always even, but he's a really good dancer. If you've never seen him dance before, he's actually a really good dancer.
I think this is the first time we even knew that he did dance, period.
Yeah, he used to back in the day, man, a lot. I mean, nowadays, even the last time, after the ACW show, I tried to get him to dance out in the after party, and he really wouldn't do much. But he used to be, man, he could kill a dance floor. It's true.
So if we, like, dropped a beat and brought some cardboard, like, it's on, right?
It has to happen. Instinct would kick in.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't seen him dance in a while, but, man, he used to be able to kill a dance floor. So, but, yeah, I mean, thanks to him and those guys. I mean, I trained with him and Shane Hills and Jason Cash, Colucci, a lot of guys. But it was really all, honestly, it was all thanks to Dylan. Otherwise, I'd probably still have been doing the type of wrestling I was doing before. So.
Well, Tommy, you were in the business then for a couple of years, and I think one thing that really popped up that was pretty big was your involvement with TNA's Gut Check. Care to talk about that process, I guess, a little bit?
So I sent in the whole resume thing, and I got a response. Mr. 450 Hammett at the time was doing a lot of it, too, and I had been talking back and forth with him. Well, usually in a response, you're supposed to spend money, and you go down there and you do a little training session. And, well, I didn't have to send money. He got the word out for me through with D'Lo. And I went and I did two seminars with those guys. And then they had that little gut check, poll thing that was leading in it. So what happened was I just continued to send D'Lo Brown my footage. And he was willing to work with me. And they had an interest in me. I mean, and it was really nice. But after a certain amount of time when D'Lo wasn't with the company anymore, they lost interest. And partly it was probably because I injured myself again, and I was kind of injury prone because I was doing a lot of stupid stuff at the time. So, but a lot of it had to do with the fact that D'Lo wasn't part of the company anymore, and I didn't have another contact. So
on top
of it,
definitely. That's something that's been, you know. It's something that we've known a while is just the fact that you do the gut check, but something that we know now too is that, you know, you're wrestling here in Wisconsin, you know, WPW, ACW, as you mentioned, and the list goes on. And then on top of that, you're also in North Dakota quite a bit. How did you end up getting over in North Dakota?
Actually, Killer Cass Carter, he was actually the guy that got me into North Dakota. He said that the promoter was looking for some new guys, some new talent to bring in, and something fresh, something new. And I just kind of took a ride up to North Dakota with them to see what it was all about. And, you know, I enjoyed myself up there. I took some other guys. Brock Hall was up there with me one time. Nathan Gus went. We actually, we filled a, it's a true story. One time we all went up, Jonathan Smash was a bunch of us. I can't even remember all the guys. We filled a U-Haul, in the back of a U-Haul. And this is probably really illegal, but we put padding and couch cushions and actual couch and sleeping bags and all sorts of stuff in the back of a U-Haul. And we had another guy drive it along with Porn Stash. And we took that all the way up to North Dakota. And we took a trip, and all those guys enjoyed themselves, and I enjoyed myself. But really, it was Cass Carter that got me up there, and I just did my thing, and the promoter liked me, and we just continued to have a working relationship, and to this day, we still do. He trusts my opinion about anybody that we bring up there. He's always looking for fresh new talent. I'm already, you know, AC, I've told you, you know, if you ever want to go up there, he's ready and willing, and, you know, he pays pretty decent, and it's a nice time. They have their own little version of the Front Row Mafia up there. It's called the We Them Assholes, and it's funny, but they're the guys that they keep the show fresh, and I mean they make sure that everybody there is having a good time. Like they're in the front row, and they're making sure that, you know, if the crowd is on their sitting on their hands, they make sure that everybody else is having a good time by their chance. And usually by the end of the night, all the people are really into the shows and enjoying themselves. So, yeah, I mean, North Dakota is a lot of fun, man. It's a drive. It sucks, honestly, 13 hours, 14 hours sometimes, but it's all worth it. So,
TV3, obviously, keeping the fans, you know, involved is really important. And one thing that you kind of bring to the table that, you know, I guess we necessarily don't see a lot of here in Wisconsin is really that high-flying aspect, that really entertaining style of being able to do these really, you know, big spots that a lot of other guys either don't have the ability to do or maybe won't do, you know, where did you kind of come up with, I mean, how you, you know, carry yourself in the ring and how you're willing to do some of these things that you don't normally see, especially here in Wisconsin?
Oh, man, honestly, it was just kind of watching a lot of film and watching guys do things that you don't see in Wisconsin, so I just decided to start doing it. A lot of tricks, a lot of things that I do. You know, yeah, people are afraid to do, but my thing is, if you're afraid to do it, then you probably shouldn't try it. And don't get me wrong, it's not that I've never been afraid to do it, it's just if I don't think about it, it's a lot easier for me to go up and do it. If I run up those ropes and just do a helo off the top rope into, you know, a crowd of guys, that's just something I do. I don't think about it anymore, because if I think about it, that's where I was hurting myself, when I used to jump over the top rope a lot, and I would hesitate. So when you hesitate, that's when you really, you know, you hurt yourself a lot more. But I watch a lot of indies, like, on the West Coast, and things like people are doing in PWG and things like that. And if I don't see anybody here doing it, I'm like, hey, I think the fans might get a kick out of this. Maybe I'll try doing something like this. Some of it comes from a lot of advice from other guys that are around here who've seen things and say, hey, you know, I'm not going to do this cheat up, but maybe you could try it, and I'll do things like that. So that's really where it comes from, a lot of advice and then a lot of watching a lot of film. So
speaking of watching film, who are some of the guys that you like to, you know, typically watch tape of?
I used to watch a lot of Bret Hart because I really wanted to try and be a submission guy, but everybody was doing that. So I went back to like my core guys, like my Rey Mysterios, my Dean Malenkos. I was really a huge Humberto Guerrero fan growing up,
yeah,
as far as lightweight. Let me think who else. Jushin Liger. I still love that guy to this day. He's just friggin' amazing. And Vampiro. You know, those are my guys. I think of, like, guys that are hybrid. They could do both. They could do striking and at the same time could still high fly. And Vampiro was one of those guys. And something about the whole dark thing, it was just something I always loved. So those are, you know, a few. I watched a lot of, you know, AJ back in the day, Daniel Bryan, Tyler Black, Seth Rollins. A lot of those guys, too. Right now, I look at myself as trying to take away a lot of ACH. I like ACH and ROH and want to try and do some things that he's doing that I know that people around here don't see, the people who don't follow ROH and things like that. There's a couple of his dives that I'm going to try pretty soon here, and we're just going to hope for the best. And if it doesn't work out the first time, I probably won't try it again. So, yeah, those are guys that I watch right. Frequently. So
you brought up earlier that you at one point in time you were kind of injury prone. What exactly did you change about your style to kind of like curb that injury? Did you start taking better care of yourself in the gym, eating right, stuff like that, or was it just like, I'm just not gonna jump backwards off the top rope into a vat of thumbtacks anymore?
No, well, one of the things, yeah, I was doing some deathmatch wrestling. That probably wasn't the best thing for my body type, but I really wanted to try it. I always wanted to be that guy to say, hey, I've done some death matches, and, you know, I had my share of good death matches, too. But, no, really, honestly, it was, I did. I started training more in the gym and lifting more and eating better just so that my body wasn't breaking down on me as much. Like, I think that over the past few years, it may not show to everybody, but some people have noticed it. I've gotten more toned and a little bit thicker in some areas where when I was doing things like that, and if I was landing and taking head bumps like a dumbass, you know, that's a lot of the injuries too. I should have been bumping a lot better. I should have been, you know, knowing my craft more. And that's one thing too, getting back in the ring and training different places just on my own and taking bumps and doing things to make sure that I wasn't doing moves the wrong way and landing the wrong way and hurting myself that way. That was a lot of it, honestly, because what it came down to is I was trying to do things that I shouldn't have been doing because I didn't know exactly how to do them correctly. And now I do.
So. TV3, obviously a very promising start to, you know, when you first started wrestling, you had the whole TNA thing. I mean, you're working in North Dakota now. We're starting to see you back in ACW more frequently. I mean, you've somewhat at least surpassed your injury proneness that you kind of mentioned. I guess what are you hoping to do down the line? I mean, what's next for your what you're doing in the ring?
Honestly, this year my goal is CZW. I would love to go to CZW, and obviously not for the deathmatch fact, but the fact that they have some really great light heavyweights, and that's my goal. CZW, hit ROH to try. I definitely want to do a couple of their seminars this year. Thing is, I worked with Michael Elgin last year in an actual match, and I did a seminar with him. I think I could hang with some of those guys. It's just about, you know, training harder and getting everything that they want to see out of somebody. I want to keep lifting. I want to keep getting bigger. Honestly, I don't know how much longer I'm going to do this, to be honest with you. I turned 33 in less than a month now. So I know a lot of places aren't going to look at guys like me. Maybe they will, because I still kind of have a baby face. But those are my goals this year, is ROH, CZW, possibly getting out to the West Coast. A lot of East Coast stuff. I actually just got an email from a guy from the East Coast that I have to actually email back, and possibly they'd be going to Maryland, so that would be cool.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, I mean, those are my goals, just to venture outside of, you know, the Midwest area especially, because, I mean, I've tapped Minnesota, I've tapped Michigan, I've tapped Illinois, North Dakota, Wisconsin, obviously. I think it's time to venture outside. I mean, 2006, 2007, it's coming up almost 10 years for me soon. So I'd like to do something different and get my name out there other than this area. So those are my goals.
Well, one thing I've definitely noticed about your career, Tom, is the fact that you know, you've wrestled all these areas, you know, you wrestle all these, you know, states. This past Sunday, I saw you wrestle Mojo McQueen, who comes from Illinois a lot. So, I mean, is that something that you want to continue to try to do, is by expanding yourself, is to essentially, you know, constantly wrestle fresh talent where you're not getting into a comfort zone at all?
Yeah, I mean, and that was one thing, and I'll attribute this to Silas Young. I have to work other people so that I can get better and learn more, because constantly working in the same market all the time, you really do. You just get comfortable, and then you start having those really good matches with those same people, but they become the same matches. Nothing's changing in them. There's no different style. There's no new flow to it. And eventually, people will get tired of that. A lot of people may think they won't, but they will. And working different guys like Mojo, hopefully soon to be finally working again with Sigmund, and working with Jason Masters, those guys in Milwaukee. There's a lot of different guys that I want to be able to work with this year. Mario and I are going to have a pretty epic, you know, battle, I think, at ACW coming up real soon. And I've never really gotten to work with Mario, but I know by watching Mario, he's going to be able to teach me something. You know what I mean? So that's definitely the goal, to work a lot of different people, so that people don't just say, oh, yeah, TWE, yeah, that guy, he's wrestled Joey Avalon so many times, but they have really good matches, because I don't want to hear that. I want to hear TWE, oh, yeah, he's wrestled this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, and they've had great matches. You know what I mean? It's much better for me to hear that than to just hear, oh, yeah, he wrestled this guy a lot, and they have good matches, but, you know, what else has he done?
All right, cool. So you got a bucket list of, like, five guys you actually want to work with?
Yeah. I've already gotten the word that we're going to try and bring in ACH to North Dakota. So ACH, Dalton Castle, Mojo was on my bucket list, but that has happened now. I actually want to work with Tyler Jackson here. I know he's a younger guy compared to me, but I still think that we could have some good matches, and I could still learn things from him. I want to work with, God, I was just talking about him the other day. And now I can't even think of his name. I'm sorry, guys, I'm drawing a blank here. Another guy's name.
Well, if his name's AC Riley, I don't blame you if it's AC Riley. You totally forgot his name, so.
Well, of course I want to work with AC Riley. But no, this guy's out of Indiana, and now I can't think of his name. But, yeah, that's awesome. Good job, Tommy. Great to go, Tommy. Way to go. Drawing a blank. But, yeah, I just had a whole conversation with Mojo, actually, about this guy the other day, and he's been around all the time. But and then also this new kid, Leo Rux, he's out of Maryland.
Okay.
I want to work with him.
Yeah.
Leo, watching this kid, he's like, I think, a year into the business, and he's so exciting to watch. It's just, I would just love to get in there and just tear it up with him. I think that we could probably put some amazing stuff together. And Joey Janela as well from the East Coast. That guy is blowing up pretty heavily too. My all-time favorite right now on CZW that I'd love to work with, and I think he would probably teach me a lot, it's going to be Black Beast, Fabian. I've been watching him and, you know, that whole crew, the Blackout, forever. And I think that's actually what got me into CZW, watching CZW, was the Blackout with Black Cheese. So, and Ruckus, too. But Black Cheese is on my – he's at the top of my bucket list this year. If I make CZW, that's the guy I want to be able to work with, so – yeah.
Really cool to see in the ring with a lot of those guys. We're running out of time here, but I got to ask you, being in the business for almost 10 years now, you've been a part of that really fun crew from the east side of the state. Got any awesome road trip stories that you can kind of share with us?
Road trip stories. Oh, yeah. So one time we were going to, I want to say it was Marquette, Michigan, and I believe Brian Skyline was in the car, Brock Hall, Cass Carter, I believe Shoeless Tyler Jackson was in the car, and then Devin Drake, going by Daredevil, Daredevil back then. We were driving to Michigan, and we stopped at this place called Niagara, Wisconsin. We all get out to get something to drink and go to the bathroom and fill up, and, you know, we get in the car, drive off, thinking nothing of it. We get about 10, maybe 15 miles down the road, and all of a sudden we hear, TJ was in there. Ref TJ was in there, too. We hear Brock go, hey, where's Devin?
No.
And we literally just, I stop the car, and I look in the back. I go, what do you mean, where's Devin? And Devin's not in the seat. And so I go to Brock, hey, Brock. Devin's been sitting next to you the whole trip since we left Green Bay. How did you now just realize that Devin wasn't in the van? And he looks and goes, well, I really wasn't paying attention, I guess. So we're freaking out. We're pretty much thinking, okay, he's going to be really, really pissed right now. And we're freaking out. He's probably freaking out. And so I turn around. We drive back. We get to the gas station in Niagara, and there's Devin. And literally, he just has this look on his face as he's still standing right next to the gas pump. It never moved. He just stayed there the whole time. So he gets in, and he goes, hey, nice joke, guys. And as I'm driving, I kind of turn around and go, hey, man, just so you know, it wasn't a joke. We legit got you. We thought you were in the car. And the whole trip the rest of the way to Michigan, he didn't say anything. He was so ticked off. But, yeah. That was a pretty funny one.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, man.
Hey,
good time, Kevin.
That's definitely a great road trip story. So before we let you go there, TW3, what are some shows that people can come see you coming up, these upcoming shows? And then also, how do people get a hold of you on social media?
Okay, so January 23rd, Baba Louie's here, WPW. January 30th, I'll be in Frontier Championship Wrestling down in Illinois in Freeport. February 5th is the ACW show in Oshkosh. I'll be there. And what do I have up for that? February 6th, the next day, I'll be in Mandan, North Dakota for EWI. Those are just a few right now. April 9th, I have to put that in there for sure. So AJ and Chris hear that. That's going to be in Stevens Point for WPW. I'll be on that show. If you want to reach me at social media, Thomas Walton 3 on Facebook, and it's at Thomas Walton, III, which stands for free, on Twitter. Other than that, those are the ways to reach me, man. I don't really know my Instagram offhand. I have an Instagram, too. I'm sure if you find me on Twitter, you can find all that stuff there, too. I'm mostly on Twitter, though. I don't really do the Instagram thing. I don't know why I still have it. So, but yeah, good ways to find me.
Well, fair enough. Well, for all of us here at Grapple Talk, thank you for joining us this week. It's been a pleasure.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me.
That's TW3 on Grapple Talk, the Spotlight Squared Circle. Stick around for more Grapple Talk right after this.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Darren Corbin.
I've always gotten the question, why do I not do my own podcast? Well, I've branched out and I've tried to do Wrestling Reflections and the Wrestlers Reviewing Movie Letter, plus my promos that I flood your feed with all the time. And the number one reason is, when it comes to podcasts, everyone can always find a way to hear myself talk, and there's numerous podcasts out there, but I want to give my endorsement to one very special one. And that'd be Grapple Talk, that covers a lot of the Midwest independent wrestling highlights. See, a lot of the local Midwest wrestlers are the spotlight of the Squared Circle hosts. And that would be Nick Ragnar, Jesse Von Rudin, and AC Riley. And every week on iTunes or Podbean, you can catch their podcast. So I just want to give them a shout out. So if you're asking me why I don't do podcasts and you're maybe looking for my opinion, check them out for all your podcast needs and take a look and keep supporting independent wrestling in the Midwest.
This is Colin Brooks. I have the heart of a lion, and you are listening to Grapple Talk.
Tune into the Indie Power Rankings reveal every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, Filling the Void Radio Network. You can also subscribe to Filling the Void Radio Network on iTunes. Give a follow to the Indie Power Rankings on Twitter at Indie Power Ranking, no GS. Instagram at Indie Power Rankings. On Facebook, facebook.com/IndiePowerRankings. You can also go to the website where you can see the top 10 for the week, the tag team top 5, anything else independent wrestling related, indiepowerrankingsipr.wordpress.com.
Ryan Yanishadis here from the Ringside Report to remind you to watch the Ringside Report every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. on YouTube. Brandon McGrath and I discuss WWE, TNA, and the local independent scene. Go to youtube.com/RB Enterprises. That is the Ringside Report, your front row seat to all things wrestling.
Pro Wrestling Roundtable Slam, PWR Slam, every Wednesday night on Blog Talk Radio on the Evolution Radio Network, 9 Eastern, 8 Central Standard. PWR Slam, leading the pro wrestling radio revolution with a new evolution by bringing you the stars of yesterday, the stars of today, and the stars of tomorrow, and all the other news and happenings you need to know in the world of professional wrestling. Find us on Facebook, PW Roundtable, or on Twitter, PWR Slam. See you Wednesdays.
You're listening to Grapple Talk.
Why is Vic's office in the men's room? Can anybody answer this question?
Keeping you up to date on the Midwestern independent wrestling.
Remember, kids, always wash your hands after going to the bathroom.
Hi, this is the Minnesota Madman, Doug Meyer, host of the wrestling podcast on the DVM Podcast Empire.
One Ball Radio.
We recap Raw, NXT, Ring of Honor, and other shows of the week. We interview wrestlers, go back in time with This Week in Wrestling History, and we go, hey, whatever happened to? Check us out on iTunes or DVMPE.com.
For the latest pro wrestling news, keep it locked to www.gerweck.net, Gerwick.net, pro wrestling since 1997.
What's up, guys? This is professional wrestler Rennie D.
And this is Travis Dirty Mester.
We're the hosts of The Pencil, the professional wrestling podcast every Tuesday.
On iTunes, YouTube, Podbean, and Stitcher.
We bring you guests from the WWE, TNA, and all the major independent wrestling promotions around the world.
Follow us on Twitter at Pencil Podcast or on the World Wide Web, PencilPodcast.com.
Hey, this is the real Brock Hall. You want to get your reality check? Check out Grapple Talk.
Man, after talking to TW3, I want to see it now. I can imagine it. TW3, Dylan Postel.
One-on-one.
One-on-one. Dance-off.
That'd be great.
Maybe after the ACW show. I mean, that'd be a I mean, they Slade's has that old open area outside.
He said he tried it after the last ACW show.
But it's winter, dude.
That's and it's winter. It's like negative 10 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Still, it will be
friggy.
It will be hot with all the dancing action.
I think what we need to do, since we now know Dylan's backstory, is we just, like you said, we need to bring a beat, like a boom box and a cardboard box. I mean, I think we just break that down and lay it on the ground. He doesn't have a choice. I mean, that's a break dancer's mind.
Yeah,
I mean, they can't
drop a beat, you know?
And you put it down, and like their body can't help it. They just have to. I once dug into breakdancing a little bit early on in my career. Yeah. I thought that was the route I wanted to go instead of pro wrestling.
Huh.
Yeah, so I did that for a couple of months, and that's the first thing I learned, is that if somebody lays down a box and a sick beat, you have to take the challenge. If you back out, then you know you lose all respect in the breakdance hood.
Here's the other thing, too, is that you know when TW3 was trying to get Dylan to dance the last show and it didn't work out, that was one thing, because only – I honestly think only a select few people actually knew about Dylan's breakdancing background.
Not everybody knows about
it. But now that this is going to be on
a bigger select few.
Now a bigger select few. So there's going to be more people that listen to this and be like, hey, man, like, why don't you show us some dance moves? And then it would just kind of be enough people asking. It's like, fine. All right. Let's do this. And then it'll be a great after party.
You know, that's a perfect segue. Wrestler's perspective. AC Riley, if anyone challenged you to a dance-off, would you accept?
I would not accept, because I do not dance, and it would be a...
I've seen him dance one time, and it was when he was drunk in my garage, and it was hilarious. It was like the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Did he just walk into your garage drunk? He was like, whoa.
So we were like teenagers or something, and, you know, illegally drinking, and or maybe we were, I don't even know how, that was a while ago, but anyways.
This is back when you were in on Alaska.
Yeah, but I forgot, I forget how old we are sometimes. But anyways, so we were in the garage.
Don't remind me.
We were in the garage, and Riley was just totally tanked. And
Two beers.
Totally tanked. And I think he had like a St. Paddy's Day, like green little fedora on, which was hilarious, by the way.
Yep, I have that.
And then we like cranked up some like hardcore metalcore music. And he gorilla moshed by himself in the garage. It was
probably slam dancing, dude. You were flailing your arms and like, whoa,
I don't know. I don't know why anybody didn't videotape that.
You like circle pit. You're like, come on.
It's probably because you guys were laughing.
It might have been the funniest thing I've ever seen. Do you remember that?
I remember bits and pieces of it.
I just want to know.
But that is why I will not accept a breakdancing challenge, because I know I will get my ass kicked because I cannot
break someone.
I'll break my pride.
Yeah, so everyone's dancing to, like, Rapper's Delight, and here you are, it's like Hatebreed, you know, just, like, swinging the arm,
just
you
swinging
know?
The arm, just going full circle.
Yeah.
Just going AC Riley. It was hilarious, Jesse.
Oh,
it was before, I think, nope, that was when we lived in Alaska, so that was definitely
I just said that.
So it was after wrestling started.
Yeah, I knew you guys at that point in time, you know, I never partied with you guys at that point, but, you know.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny. I would do anything to go back to that moment. Like, top three, like, if I have a time machine and I can pick three moments to go back to, that's probably one of them.
Okay, so what's the other two?
Oh, wow, you're putting me on the spot right
now? Well, yeah. If you're
going to
introduce
it, then you have to finish the thought.
All right, so we used to play Midnight League basketball in high school.
Yeah,
Quit the team there because I felt, you know, I was a diva, felt like I wasn't getting enough playing time. Played Midnight League just to have fun because I knew I wasn't going to get a scholarship to play anywhere, so why waste time in high school? Played Midnight League, playoff game, down 3 points, hit a crazy, of the court 3-point shot at the buzzer to send it to overtime, but we lost. So I want to go back to that game and win to make sure that 3-point was worth something, because it was, like, one of the coolest sports. It didn't matter. It wasn't, like, it was organized. Like, we had refs and, all that other fun stuff, scoreboard, there were people there, we had a crowd, but... Go back to that moment and, you know, make sure that we win that game, just because it'd be a way cooler story if we won in the end, because we ended up losing by like 10 points. You know, we just got
worked
in
that. Would that cause like a butterfly effect then?
And maybe. I mean, maybe, you know, things would change. And maybe, you know, there would have been a scout there. Hey, you want to come play at Duke? Yeah.
Sweet. But it ends up being like D3 technical Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, shit. And then the last one. I don't have many regrets in my life.
Wrestlepalooza 7. Let's go on. AC Riley, your top three.
That's a lot tougher. I don't know.
Wow.
I know one. Probably don't want to say that on air, though.
Well, definitely not.
Well, I mean, yeah.
We both know that one, I think.
Yeah, I think we do. Let's go. You got two left,
then.
Got
two left.
Yeah.
don't know, man.
Just thinking so hard.
I am thinking hard. I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things where
it doesn't have to be wrestling related.
I know that, but I mean, there's things here and there. I mean, if it's not wrestling related, maybe go back to my high school graduation party where I got to see my uncle for the last time.
Wow, dude. I mean, you're just getting real.
We're getting real on this. I mean, like that, my uncle is one of the biggest wrestling fans I had and stuff like that. And then when he passed away, that was sad. And then I think the graduation party I had for high school was probably the last time I saw him. So yeah, probably would go back to that. What else? I guess on a lighter note, maybe go back to Saturday and not slip on the road.
Oops. That was a lot of fun. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
I'm did you get a call?
No, I slid on the road.
Oh, I thought it was Saturday when I did.
No,
you slid on the road on Saturday?
On Saturday morning, we were we were coming off
the interstate there in La Crescent, you know, where they got the new exit and stuff like that. So, it's like, what,
did you guys stay overnight in Minneapolis?
No, we're
drove
driving back.
Back
and, oh, so it's early. Like, so, it's like 3 in the morning. So, they got that new inner exchange, right? So, there's a fork. And we're coming in, and I might have saw it a little late or something because everyone sees it late, you know, because now it's a fucking blind turn, you know. Right. So I hit the brakes, and then the escape does one of these.
Oh, no.
And we're going straight towards, like, where that eye, like, the metal thing.
Here's me at the window, and I know that the listeners can't see this, but here's me. Yeah. Here's my side of the window.
Yeah.
Here's the divider. It was like one of those. It's like an action movie where you do like the sick turn, and it's just like that that split second thing where, oh my god, they're gonna wreck, and it's just like right there. So I was like, Jesse's apparently a professional driver, and I didn't even realize it.
What happened?
No, nothing. We stopped within probably maybe a foot from hitting this thing.
Yeah.
You know, and we're just like,
and you just turn the car off, turn it back on, and we just got on the road.
And we're like, wow, let's just go home.
Yeah.
So was this like the Pat and Jesse Von Rudder moment where I was like, dude, and you're like, I got to take care of, man.
It was just
Just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because like, honest to God, like going sideways like that, we should have fucking flipped.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, let's just put it out there. We probably should have flipped. We probably shouldn't be doing this podcast right now. But
oh,
you know
my
what?
Goodness.
When did you slip on Saturday?
Okay, so this is what happened Saturday. I was driving up to Funky Monkey, which, by the way, the second half of it was tremendous. Cause
Funky
I missed,
like a monkey.
I missed the first half.
No, you're getting ahead of yourself now.
I'm getting ahead of myself. So I'm driving. You know, the roads were totally fine until like that last hour when the new snow was coming down, it was hitting hard. We're on the state road, so those aren't plowed yet. And then I'm driving, and you know, we're still driving really slow, and you know, you take a turn here and there, and you're just like, oh shit! Like, and then the car in front of me, like we're both only going like 15-20, like we're crawling. And then all of a sudden, the car in front of me just stops, and even though I had plenty of space, like, oh shit, I should stop. Mm-hmm. So I stop. And, of course, I'm still kind of gliding, and I'm like, shit, I don't want to hit this guy, but I also don't want to go in the other lane in case somebody else is coming at me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm trying to just, like, pull over into the shoulder. What happens, my car keeps sliding, and then
how close were you to hitting this guy?
Honestly, I probably could have just kept going, and I probably would have tapped him, but I was so paranoid to think I was actually going to hit him that I kept sliding and sliding, and then my car just fell into the ditch. No, it just kind of dipped in there. It's not like there was a giant wreck or anything. Like, somehow my car is still, like, there's no fluid leaking. There's no damage to it. They didn't need to file, like, a crash report or anything. But, I mean, I was stuck in the ditch for, like, 30 minutes until they could get a wrecker out there because, like, I was the fourth car that the wrecker had to pull out that day, and there was multiple calls.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, it was me just trying to, like, stay warm in the car like the sheriff told me to. And then, you know, having to roll down the window every now and then to be like, yeah, I'm fine. They're getting someone to send me. You know, I'm just sitting there in a ditch. I'm like, this is interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. But, I'm food shopping at Walmart and I get a call from Riley. Hey, man, sorry, I got to call you back. I was like, what the hell does this guy want?
Yeah.
Calls me back in. Yeah, so I'm like, you know, down the block from the venue and I'm in a ditch. I was like,
yeah, here's the worst part. I looked at my maps, at the iPhone map.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it said destination time to arrival, 7 minutes, 5 miles away. all I would have had to do is drive the 4 miles to take the turn, and I would have been in Sterling, and, you know, the venue was, like, right at the, like, welcome to Sterling.
Well, that goes with the whole story of you always get in accidents closer to home than you do away. If I had to go back, I'd do three things, right? Number one, I probably should have never went on that date to go see Episode 3, Star Wars.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice gal and stuff like that, but I never made a move. You know?
Really?
So maybe I should never went and saw it. It would have been great.
Wow. Yeah. You just skipped out on...
Okay.
You know,
two,
three.
I'd probably travel back to like 87, have a beer with my grandpa.
Wow. Okay.
As a three-year-old, you know? And then what I would do is I would actually go back in time and check out our tape study.
Ooh, nice.
Which will be this week, Buddy Rogers taking on Pat O'Connor.
Okay.
Yeah, classic NWA World Heavyweight title fight from Kaminsky Park in Chicago. It actually had the outdoor attendance record for a long time.
Wow, so, really?
Yeah, it's classic. Found it on YouTube. I'm like, what?
What year is that from?
61 or 62, something like that. Cool. I probably got it wrong. I think it's 61. Yeah.
You're pretty good at actually guessing the year of stuff. You're always pretty – you're pretty good at ballparking that, so.
Yeah, I'm okay at it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can only be off by how long?
We've challenged you like 3 or 4 times on this show throughout all the episodes, and I think you've been right, like almost all of them.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Being good at things is not good.
Well, I don't know if like guessing at years is good.
You know,
here
smart.
I am, I'm going to be like, we have that episode of Grapple Talk where we talked to TW3, and I'd be like, it was like 2016, Nick.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep. AC Riley, closing comments.
I don't know, man.
Be safe on the roads.
Be safe. Be safe on the roads, especially in the winter. I mean, I guess that's the bottom line.
Do you get a safety kit now?
No, I don't.
Winter survival safety kit.
I'm gonna get one soon.
Do you carry a pocket knife?
I don't carry.
You gotta carry a pocket knife, son.
Or a machete.
A machete.
I think what I will say.
Baby cat litter.
What I will say.
Jumper
is,
cables.
Would you knock it? Would you knock it off?
What?
No, I think one thing I will say is I want to give a shout out again to Brock Hall and Adam Grace, who, you know, we see him a lot in Wisconsin, and you know they're starting to do stuff now in other states, like they're at Funky Monkey, and unfortunately I got to miss their matches just because I was obviously in the ditch. But I mean, what was really cool, and I was even telling Brock this because I know they you know do like roaming camera and hard cam and all that stuff, so I was like, well, hopefully, like they'll have the match out. Like, even if that means I have to buy the DVD.
They got that up pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, they posted that like on. So I was just like, oh, sweet, this is exactly what I wanted to see. So I got to see, you know, Brock Hall take on Matt Cage, which was a great match. Adam and Brock told me that Adam's four-way was great, and I mean, Adam's tough too because I mean, he took a spinning wheel kick that cracked his tooth.
Wow.
So I mean, everybody has you know their injuries in wrestling, and you know, I think for Adam, that's probably one of the ones that I'm aware of that he's had.
Yeah, it's cosmetic.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's fairly
noticeable. It's what was really lucky. Here's the lucky part is like, he chipped his tooth, he cracked it, but it still stayed intact. Like, it's not like he swallowed, you know, part of his tooth or he lost it in the ring or anything like that. So, you know, everything, hopefully it was just a quick fix, and we'll find out.
What do you think
soon.
They do? Like, you think the dentist is
like
cement?
Well, I mean, it's not like I'm hoping it wasn't like, oh my god, we had to go really into this. It was just like, oh hey, patched it up or something like that. Yeah. But
when I chipped my tooth, I had to get it shaved down, and then I got a cap. I have a fake tooth.
Yeah, I got a chip here.
Do you?
You know, yeah, I got a chip right in one of my front teeth. I was playing tackle football as a kid, and kid's head caught me, and I was like, bleh, and it was blood.
Wow.
Yeah. Rough stuff.
But, I mean, it's still, though, like, you know, to have that happen, I mean, obviously he was probably in a great deal of pain with that happening, and to still continue the match and all that stuff, I mean, that's good shit. I mean,
cool stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
Also, Funky Monkey, man, like, it's a great product up there. Like, it was
down there.
Down there, whatever, I don't care.
Down there.
It's... I mean, I didn't know what to expect going up there or going down there, whatever. I don't care.
You don't know what direction you were in because you went in the ditch.
Exactly. Yep. I was all turned around.
That's why you need a compass in your survival kit.
I mean, went down there, you know, the show was packed. It was a great show. The crowd was into it, and it was a good time. New experiences, man. You okay?
It took you a while to say that.
It did.
Wow.
Like, so I kept thinking I was going to say up there, and you're like, who's down there? And I kept repeating down there. I was on a broken record.
It was funny.
Wow.
It was good, though.
I'm glad he finally got it now.
Mm-hmm. I am glad, too.
Yeah.
All right, guys, NXT starts in about 20 minutes, the first new episode of NXT in a couple of weeks. Going to watch that get caught up, and we'll be going there this weekend again. You know, if you're going to be at BCW, or maybe you're going to be at NXT on Saturday, it'd be really cool to see some of you folks.
The 1 o'clock show.
The 1 o'clock show on Saturday in Chicago.
Yeah,
so.
Chi-Town.
So if you're going to be in Chi-Town Saturday at 1 p.m., hit us up. Ryan Brown will also be with us in all his Hobbit glory.
Yeah, his
so.
Let's be honest. That's why people are going to come up to us like, hey, like, which one is which one of you is Ryan Brown?
I do have to say.
You can see by my awards. And he's
I
got
do.
His, like, awards.
Yeah, probably his Cameraman of the Year awards because we've given that to him every single year. I do have to say that I hate to say this. I hate to be this guy, but I think because I missed out on WrestlePalooza, I'll probably be having a few beverages on Saturday that early on the day.
If they sell beverages, have them.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they sell beverages at 1 p.m., then go for it, man. If they're there, go for it.
What, do you think people just don't sell beverages at 1 p.m.?
I'm just saying. Like,
America.
I
guess I don't know how Illinois works.
Yeah.
USA.
USA, man.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, that's probably that. That's it for Gravel Talk. We'll see you guys next week. Stay classy.
Geeks of the Industry presents Pro Wrestling Nation. Hosted by Bay Area comedian Funky Sam Medina.
Hashtag killing.
Go check out Pro Wrestling Nation right now on iTunes, Stitcher, RedDragonsRadio.com, and of course, GeeksOfIndustry.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Grapple Talk.
Ooh, hello, I'm like Mr. Cut. You know, I'm a good cookie cutter guy. Hello.
I'm playing vanilla.
I like vanilla ice cream. What kind of ice cream do you like?
It's like, I like things with flavor.
With Nick Ragnar, A.C. Riley, and Jesse Von Ruden.
I feel like it's a lot easier to be a dick and then a smartass and all combined into one.
Just talking about dicks and asses right now.
Your two favorite topics.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.